by men. And those on both sides of the aisle talk about those who come against the government. But I'm here to, on the face of the earth, insurrection, see exactly what it means. Party or government. A violent uprising against an authority or government. The greatest violent uprising that has ever occurred was against the authority and government of God. We are told in Acts 2:23, him, speaking of Jesus, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Now, we know that Jesus Christ freely laid his life down. We know that this violent uprising against the authority of God's government in his son Jesus Christ was a despicable act perpetrated by wicked hands. But we also know that Christ was slain from the foundation of the world. And we know that his death on the cross brought about our freedom from the bondage of sin and death, did it not? What a tremendous benefit we received. We're not exalting these wicked men for killing Christ. There's no greater evidence of the sovereign Savior Jesus Christ. We look to him as our only hope for salvation. Pelosi says that Trump committed the insurrection. But the most important insurrection, the greatest insurrection ever perpetrated by men, is a crucifixion of Christ. At the same time, we were recipients of that perfect sacrifice on the cross when Christ shed his blood. We knew that insurrection was going to be committed against the greatest insurrection that was ever perpetrated on man, and that was against the God-man, Jesus Christ. And he did not resist. He told Peter to put up his sword. Peter cut off the servant of the high priest's ear off, and Christ replaced his ear. And he said, those that live by the sword die by the sword. Isn't that what he said? In the counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken them by wicked hands, have crucified and slain. Acts 2:23. Let us never forget what happened at the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. Jesus came to save his people from the